So Cindy, you were born in the United States, in the state of Missouri in the 50s. So you were a teenager in the 60s. Can you tell us what comes first to your mind when you think of the 60s?
Probably one of the most important events in the 60s for me, as for many others, was the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. I'll never forget the teacher coming into the classroom. We could tell that she'd been crying, and we couldn't imagine what terrible thing had happened. And she said that our president had been assassinated, school was being let out early, and we all went home. And their families gathered together, and everyone sat in front of the television and watched the news over and over, not believing what had happened. It was the beginning of a new era, the end of a wonderful era, and deeply affected all of us. It was very traumatic.
So this must have been a horrible day for you, but were there any fun things that you can remember, as in music?
Oh, yes, music in the 60s. It started out being very 50s rock and roll and slowly progressed to protest songs, civil rights songs. Some of the people that come to my mind are Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and of course, this all kind of came to a head with Woodstock. This was one of the, or the largest folk festival, pop music festival that we had ever seen. I personally was not there, but some of my friends were there. And after I went to college, met more people that had been there and had many friends who were actually hippies. The lifestyle was changing dramatically. One of the things that we saw at Woodstock was drugs, smoking marijuana, taking LSD, and of course the free sex that influenced our lifestyle tremendously. Our parents were not too happy about that. And the young people then had such purpose in protesting the Vietnam War. That was another major influence on our lives. We felt that our country should not be in this war. It was not right. And to see so many of our friends and relatives be drafted and sent to Vietnam to fight a war that we didn't believe in. And when the soldiers got home, they weren't welcomed. They were treated as murderers. And that caused an entire movement, a whole large movement in music with civil rights, protest songs. It was an amazing era to live through. It truly was.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cindy, for the interview. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.